It has to be one of the most beautiful weeks ever in the history of this country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Sod Show.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
And what a cracking week it is. The sun is splitting the skies. It's absolutely beautiful. I would love to say that it is nice and serene and the sun is shining and arc, hear the birds, etc. But all around me, machines are going, farmers are out in the fields. The far side of my road from where I live, within the space of 3 days, the lands were rotivated, cultivated, recultivated and fertilised. In the background you'll hear similar machinery going on, and I myself have been literally up to my neck. Go take a look at the blog for today's blog post. It is the only one since this time last week. Interaction online is diddly. And it is all due to why on God's earth would you want to be inside? What have we got coming up on today's show? Well, it is every single piece of everything you will need and want. Whether you be the horticulturalist who is fluent in botanical Latin. You remember that friend of yours who went to France once, but yet he insists on going to that French restaurant and only speaking to Pierre, the waiter, and asking him for the soup of the day, the plat de jour, the ver de l'eau, the blah, blah, blah. There's something for you. Equally, on the other hand, you might be the man who likes to do more manly things and believes that flowers are for girls and impatiens is a flavour of paint or licorice all sort or yoghurt. There's also something for you. We have man tools coming up on this show. I do have to say, however, without you at home listening to this show, it would be pointless doing it. And on that note, I did ask you out there via facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping if you had any news that the other listeners would like to hear. Let me step into my office. I was going to say shed there. It is actually the shed. And I did ask. In fairness, Care Bridge Garden Centre did get back in touch with me. Hold on a second, I just checked my file of facts. Okay, that's actually one sheet of paper that I found. It's the instructions for the new drill that I bought, but I'll get back to that later. Care Bridge Garden Centre got back in touch with me, and I did ask them to note some blatant self-promotion. So they sent me a note saying, and you will find Care Bridge Garden on Facebook itself, just search C-A-H-E-R Bridge and Garden. Lovely people, I do have to say. John Connolly, he would be involved with the family that runs Rollstown Garden Centre. It's on the Swords Road heading towards Ashburn. If you ever wanted a nicer cup of tea and some family-run garden centre type advice, you couldn't ask for a better place to go. And John does note, this is one for you at home, the families who are into the garden. We at Rollstown Garden Centre are having an Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's free. All are welcome. We have an Easter bunny face painting and lots, lots more. John also notes that they are doing their Grow Your Own Garden courses, which I do have to say I highly recommend. I tend to go and stand at the back of the class because I'm so intelligent and extremely good looking. Wouldn't that be right, Mr. Green? Also, I should note, Dee Sewell, good friend of Dee Sod Show. Dee would be better known as Green Side Up Veg. And Dee notes that she has, quote, I have some monthly Grow Your Own Garden classes running in County Carlow at Kilgranny House and Herb Gardens. The next one is in 3 weeks' time, and I will have notes for that up on the blog post for today's show. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com. Brian, what do you think?
What do I think? I was a million miles away, Peter. I was doing my knitting. Sorry. I think you should stand at the back of the class, but you're not as good looking as Dee Sewell. Is that what you mean? Let's get back to Peter in the garden.
Okay, there's one thing I don't do as a horticulturalist, and that is the French waiter type-esque thing, asking for the glass of water, asking for the plat de jour, asking for the je m'appelle Pierre, etc. Tend not to do that. I try and shed banging in the background, the ambiance sounds. I try and tend to, rather than say Ligustrum o Valifolium Aurea Variegata, and mildly get on your nerves. Ligustrum o Valifolium Aurea Variegata is, in short, privet hedging. One makes me sound a hell of a lot better. But one is also, I would tend to suggest and recommend, it's kind of exclusive. More so, it excludes the likes of Brian from the conversation, as versus me saying, you know that oldie goldie hedge that your dad would have had in his garden? Collins Avenue, Griffith Avenue, that kind of thing. Yellow, green. Remember that one? Yeah, that kind of thing. This leads me to the first part, which is most of the plants in the gardens that I've been looking at in the last 2 weeks. And this is your workload for the upcoming months. This is, there's a bank holiday weekend on the horizon. It's the Good Friday. The pubs are closed. What else are you going to do? Get outside. Either or, back to it. Cutting back of the hedges is what I have been doing. The first new growth has come. They've had a difficult 1, 2, 3 seasons. Mainly, do you remember the frost? Do you remember the snow? Look at the glorious sun. Look out the window. They need that extra little bit of what I would call the TLC, the caster sugar. I'm going to amputate all of your arms, but hey, have a spoon of sugar. That's the kind of level we're at here. You know, there was an old point when I was getting involved in horticulture where I remember, like, my first hyacinth bulb that I planted, and my dad helped me, and we put it into the pot, and we put its nose just pipping above the surface, and we put it into a plastic bag, and we wrapped an elastic band around it, and we put it under the stairs, and we used to get up in the middle of the night, maybe not in the middle of the night, but early hours of the morning, to go down and see if it had actually grown. Sounds a bit silly, but you might also remember your grandmother or your mom saying to you that, you know, it's the whole thing of talking to your plants, talking to them. That sounds really silly, but the one thing that talking to your plants actually did was it got you visually eye to leaf, face to face, centimetres away from, and you could see if an insect was having a munch at it, you could see if it was deficient in a feed, you could see. And we evolved from this 1980s and pre that into a world gone mad in decking and low maintenance gardens, and sometimes no maintenance gardens, where the greyest of gardens became, I won't say popular, but popular nonetheless. I can't think of a better word in that context. And back to it. Go outside. Prune your hedge. Take your time. You've a whole weekend of it. Give it a little bit of fertiliser, a little bit of slow release. It'll last about 3-4 months. It will give you that beautiful new lush growth that is coming anyway. But a lot of plants like Escalonia have had a hard time. They've taken a lot of knocks. They've just got dressed up to go out to Tamango's, where the gang still goes, etc. And then all of a sudden, a taxi came by and splashed it, drove straight into a puddle and ruined your new frock. So you go out. You go back, you get changed, you redo the hair, you get dressed again. All of a sudden, a bus comes by and does exactly the same thing. That's the level of, and you're mildly hesitant to go out for a third time and do that. Equally, and yes, I understand, I have a mild, wry sense of humour, but there is method in my madness. All of the plants, a lot of the lavenders. You bear in mind, you're wondering why we're cutting back plants now. It's coming to April. But a garden I was in this week got its first lawn cut of the season. So it's not that long. Daffodils still in flower, bear that in mind. Equally, they've had a bad season, but then we didn't have that elongated period of frost, better known to you and me in the horticultural eloquent world as vernalisation. Vernalisation. You can search that one. I won't get too into it. But, you know, you do need to go outside. Give them all a little bit of a trim. Give them a cut back. The lavenders, the rosemaries, that kind of stuff. If you're not cropping them and using them to make little pillowcases to keep your socks nice and scented, then I would suggest you go and give them a little bit of a hard cut back, especially if you have not done it over the last two seasons, mainly down to the frost. The snow, the minus 18 Celsius. Do you remember that? That aside and outside of the garden, what I did do this week was I bought some nice tools. One of them was a beautiful edging shears. Now, don't get me wrong, it's only in my prime, in my 36 years of age, March the 2nd in which I was born. And thank you all so much for my beautiful birthday presents, Brian. But I bought myself a Bulldog edging shears. Nice bit of kit, costs a few bob, but by God, does it give a beautiful cut. An absolute beautiful cut. I also bought myself a Bulldog shears. It comes with a kind of an extended arm on it. So that you're not feeling... Remember the old shears my granddad used to have, and the man would come around and he'd get it sharpened once a season? Bulldog is what I use. Bulldog is what I'm recommending for the moment. I get asked this a lot. That's why I'm noting it. Also on that note, what I have to say is, you might remember some time ago, boohoo, somebody decided to relieve me of the rear windscreen of my Jeep, put their hands in and take some items out that didn't entirely belong to them. So I've had to replace a lot of the, not replace, well, yes, replace a lot of the tools that were taken on me. On that note, and I would tend to do it anyway, I get to wander around the garden centres, the hardware stores, the builders, merchants, etc., etc. DeWalt 18 volt drill, B&Q, was how much? 249 quid. Now, €122. Comes with a double battery pack. And believe me, when you're on a job, you're putting a fence together, birdhouse, putting up a window box, putting up a hanging basket, drilling anything, full stop. When you're halfway through the job and you've got to wait 4 hours for that battery to recharge, and Auntie Mary is calling around, she's bringing an apple tart, now you've just upset the fruit salad. This is the kind of level we're dealing with. Also on there, while I was out in my travels, what I would say is at Ronseal have a fence sprayer. Does exactly what it says in the tin, apparently. But when you look at the fence sprayer, it says, quote, pressure sprayer delivers accurate and even coverage over five times faster than a brush. Now, no offence to Ronseal, but I wouldn't be entirely, or wouldn't always use their products, because my own shed is a little bit, it's timber, but it's more farmland kind of shed. It's about 10, 12 metres long. It's a big one. This isn't your average 6x4, although I do have one of them as well, but I use that for the hens, hen house. You getting all these tips as I'm going along? Either or. Back to it. What I really needed was a kind of a creosote, an old school style larrapit on, but at the same token, do an extremely good job. And what I actually went for was the Lumberjack Wood Preserver. It's made by a company called Everbuild. Now, in comparison to price, I'm not too sure how much Ronseal charge for theirs, but the Lumberjack Everbuild for 5 litres is about 27 quid a drum. Steel drum. Comes in like a petrol can. Not very sexy, but still. Does the job. Does exactly what it says in the tin. And I bought that up in Brooks Builders Merchants in Balbriggan. I highly recommend it. However, I didn't have a Ronseal fence sprayer. What I did realise when I looked at the fence sprayer was it looked exactly, pardon my cliches or my inexcusable English. What I did realise was that I didn't have that Ronseal knapsack sprayer. So I took one of my old Cooper Pegler. Two makes I would recommend in the knapsack sprayers. One, Solo. Highly recommended. Two, Cooper Pegler. I tend to buy one of each because you at home may ask me, what do you think of that? Personally, I'm recommending the Solo one. Dumped in, and I mean literally dumped in, 10 litres of 50 quid's worth of paint and spray painted it on. Now there's method in my madness again, because one face of the shed took me approximately 6 hours. Three faces of the shed, the remaining three, bearing in mind it's a square rather than pentagon, took me approximately 1.5 hours. Ta-da! Who's logic now, etc., etc., etc. Also in there, I would have to say, I did notice that some of the garden centres are selling the beginner's seeds. You remember I mentioned and I touched on the botanical Latin side of things. This is where this comes to the fore and really makes logic sense. Because if, and I'll use a random example, so I don't pick something that relates to some garden centre and then somebody gets angry with me, and I'm not getting nitpicky. But for example, annual meadow grass. Yeah, it's a total hypothetical one. But annual meadow grass would be Poa annua. So if you buy annual meadow grass seeds, which you wouldn't because it's a hypothetical example, and it's got a red label on it and it says beginner seeds easy to grow, meadow grass, bang, you go, that's easy to grow, I'll have some of that. And the next packet says Poa annua, looks a bit botanical Latin, bam. However, the botanical Latin non-fancy one has approximately 300 seeds, and the very well marketed, marketing campaigned beginner's seed starter pack, easy to grow, and contains 25 seeds. All of them exactly the same. They're all Bertie Bassett's inside. Which is the better product to grow? Now, don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is, if you're choosing to grow peas or beans or lettuce seeds or parsley seeds this month, parsley seeds are parsley seeds. You also have to bear in mind that the seed wants to grow for you. You cannot get anything easier than what is possibly sitting on your garden center shelves. You can't. And in that, I'll tell you what I'm actually growing at this moment in time in my garden. Peas, parsley, sorrel, onions, garlic. And that's pretty much about it. If you really want the cheater's guide to growing your own, become the fruit growing expert. And here's why. Because in short, once you plant that tree, dig the hole, put the tree in the ground, and I mean black currants, red currants, gooseberries, loganberries, apples, pears, plums, cherries. This is all stuff I have grown in my own garden. Once you plant the tree in the ground and it gets past year one, you don't have to chuck the lettuce onto the compost heap. You don't have to worry if the cabbages bolt and go to seed. You see the fruit, you pick the apple, you put it in the basket. Ta-da! Job done. Brian, I think it's overdue for a song of the week. Make it something sunny and shiny, will you? Please.
And Brian puts on his DJ cap and thinks of something sunshiny for Peter, something I can play. I'm working on it. You mentioned, you've skipped over it, vernalisation. You said I could Google it. I did, I looked it up. Vernalisation, from Latin vernus, of the spring, and we're in spring, is the acquisition of a plant's ability to flower or germinate in the spring by exposure to prolonged cold of winter. After vernalisation, plants have acquired the ability to flower, but they may require additional seasonal cues or weeks of growth before they can actually flower. Is this what I was going on about in January, about a good frost and a better crop of rhubarb? Is this the word that is the answer? Vernalisation. Vernalisation. It's got a Z, but I'm sure that's just Wikipedia America. You also mentioned Brooks, where you picked up your drill, and haven't been in it, but it's a giant place out in Balbriggan, have passed it many a time, and have you ever noticed who's next door to them in Balbriggan? Who's beside Brooks? Another builder's merchant, hardware type of place, called Murdoch. So when the phone hacking thing was happening, my 8-year-old from the back of the car said, "There's Murdoch and Brooks." Just thought I'd tell you that. Sunshiny song of the week. How's about this from Laid Back? Sunshine Reggae on the Sod Show. Gimme just a little smile.
Sunshine Reggae. Let the good vibes get a lot stronger.
Laid back. We are that too. That's Laid Back and Sunshine Reggae on the Sod Show number 56. Yes, we're getting old. Okay, time to go one last time this week. Back to the garden with Peter.
Thanks very much for that, Brian. And back to the Garden Matters. I've got to say, one of the greatest queries that comes in to my email, Facebook message inbox, apart from you telling me how great you think I am, is lawn care. It's something that I've been looking at this week. It's something that I've been doing this week. It was something that I was doing last week. So if, like some, and there's no shame in it, but if, like some, you haven't been out caring and tending and kneading and weeding and on your knees and talking to the grass and saying, come on, give me something here. I want you to grow for me. Here's how you get them back on site. Right. First of all, what I would say is the best thing you can do for your lawn is buy a mulching mower. Mulching mowers tend to take the grass clippings, turn it into dust and spit it back into the lawn. Now, there's method in there somewhere that you need to pay a little bit of attention to. The grass is 4 foot tall and you go and you plow the bedevilment out of it. It doesn't work that way. The whole key with mulching mowers is little and often, or regular as versus irregular. And you take it down peg by peg by peg by peg. So let's hypothetically say it's 5 inches tall. You take it down an inch. You go, you have a cup of tea, you let the sun hit it, dry it out slightly. Say hello to the wife. Put the podcast headphones back in and listen to Marion Hearn talk on last week's Sod Show. Come on, you have to have downloaded us from iTunes at this stage. Go do it. And come back. It's a podcast. You can press play or play again. Either or. That's assuming you haven't heard us on Dublin City FM live, 3 p.m, etc., etc., etc. Okay, but once you've taken it down and you've got it down to three, to about 2 inches tall, you've now got an idea of how good or bad the lawn is looking. You've now got an idea of where it's patchy. And if it's patchy, you might remember the podcast we did with the gentlemen of Ballybohol's Pitch and Putt Club. The non-experts who do an expert job on a large area of grass was the point of all of that one. And people who cared really, really, really cared passionately about the chores that they were actually doing, which made them not chores. Back to the patches, the bald patches, the bad comb over. Garden fork. Fork it down. Make them about 1 inch apart. Rattle it about. You can't go too deep. You can't go deep enough. Think Shawshank Redemption. That kind of stuff. Fill it in with a little bit of compost. Scatter in a little bit of seed. And there are green keepers out there all around the planet going, Donegan, what are you at? But this is based loosely upon the average dad, the average Joe, the average man who likes a bit of green. You got that communion on the horizon or the confirmation on the go in the next couple of months. Mary's getting married. You're having a marquee out the back garden. You're going to do a barbecue for the Euro 88. Ole, ole. Take my advice. Start now. You can't make it beautiful overnight. It won't happen overnight. It takes a little bit of time. Fork it. Compost in. Scatter a little bit of seed on top. Second thing. Fertilizer. Highly recommended is the Scotts Sierra Blend. Sierra, Ford Sierra. Sierra Blend Plus range. Pick the 3 month one. Pick the 3 month one. I won't go into the details of the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium levels within the trace elements and the magnesium added extras. But in short, that's what you're looking for. If you want any more details, pop me a message on the Facebook thing and I'll get back in touch with you and I'll give you the exact details. But what I would say is, you have a horse, I have a horse. You feed your sugar lumps, I feed mine oats. They both win a race. See what I'm saying? Different horses. After that, and once that's done, and bear in mind that fertilizer given is a slow release fertilizer. It's not like the old days of 10-10-20. You put the fertilizer down. Oh no, we'll have to wash it hanging on the line. It lashes out of the rain. It gets leached through the soil. This sits there for about the next 3 months. That's the fertilizer looked after. That's the repairs looked after. And outside of that, you may want to treat the moss. But you got to understand what moss. Moss comes as a result of two main reasons. Number one, it's not water, that is. It's not free draining through the surface. Number two, it's not being evaporated off the surface. As in, it might be extremely shaded, it might be no light getting to it, it might be constantly damp. Either or, water, moisture, H2O, in any format you like it, is sitting still on the one spot. So you can put the plaster on the hemophiliac, which is, I'll put down some moss killer. And I will do that, but the moss will come back. And by the way, most all moss killers are based on one sole theory. Moss will not go, moss will not grow, that is, in the presence of iron. So sulfate of iron is the base ingredient from almost all of them. As long as you remember that, you can't go too far wrong. So again, like the seeds, super duper moss killer. Super duper duper moss killer. It's moss killer. The only thing that you can do is reduce the percentage or the active ingredient in it. So the brighter the packaging, usually the more I stay away from it. Equally, what you'll find is products like Miracle-Gro have pretty much or in short the same ingredients as tomato feed.
Thanks, Peter. If you're listening on the podcast, stay listening to the end of the end credit music because there's an extra 2 minutes especially for you just on the podcast. The Sod Show will be back next Friday at 3 p.m. You can check us out on iTunes and our podcast is also available on our RSS feed, blog.donaghanlandscaping.com for the blog, and we're on Twitter at #Sod Show. Talk to you next week at 3 p.m. Bye bye.
Back to it, and in short, what I will say is it is a beautiful weekend. What I will also say is you've now got the lawn looked after. What you also have, and what you should have done, is all of the plants have been given some nice little bit of a trim. Keynote bit of advice here. Horticulture is usually based on I should have done that last year, and lots of it. Walk around your housing estate, your garden centre, your garden shops. See what's in flower. Write down the name and go, I'd like one of them. Ask the questions. I'll answer them on the Sod Show if you ask me here. If you're stuck, if you're an internet head like Anthony McGuinness and you want advice on your only sole indoor plant, we can do that. But you've a little bit on the grow your own. And as a by the way, my only chore on the grow your own inverted commas this weekend will be I'm going to sow some lettuce seeds. I did a video on this and you want to know how it goes? You fill a planter, a pot with compost. You scatter the lettuce seeds on the top. Sorry, part one, section A, part B, C. You water it first. Place into the sunlight and bake for 30 minutes on a slow heat. See what I'm saying? It is that easy. And nature wants to do it for you. If you're not into your garden, if you just like listening to the sound of me and Brian speak, pick your most beautiful park. It may be Mountjoy Square, it might be Meridian Square Park. You might be living in the United States of America. Tell us, let me know. And whatever you do, enjoy it. Thank you so much. Brian, it's back to you.
No, I think it's back to you.
It's back to you.
No, it's back to you.
It's back to you.
No, it's definitely back to you.
It's back to you.
Talk to you next week, 3 p.m. Bye-bye.
It's back to you.